It's Gout Awareness Day, and Dr. Larry Edwards joins us to share information about gout. Good morning, Dr. Edwards. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Good morning.
So gout is something that Greg and I have heard a lot. We hear that phrase. We know it. I guess unless you know somebody with gout, you don't know too much about it. So give us a little insight into what gout actually is. What is it?
Gout's an inflammatory form of arthritis. In fact, it's the most common inflammatory arthritis affecting about 8.3 million people in this country. It's a disease that's really on the rise. We're in an epidemic of gout. Just 30 years ago, there might have only been a little over 2 million people with gout, but now, like I say, about 8 million people in this country.
Why the increase?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. There's been changes in diet. We're in the middle of an obesity epidemic as well, along with a diabetes epidemic. So all of these diseases and medical conditions kind of run together.
We know that gout, when we think of gout, and I've talked to somebody who has gout, they'll always talk about their big toe. Why is the big toe and gout all go together?
That's a very classic joint for gout to affect. In fact, in men in their 40s and 50s, it's the most common joint. But other joints in the lower extremities can also be involved, the midfoot, the ankle, the knee. But about half of the time, it'll be in the great toe. In women, interestingly, who get the disease onset later, usually after menopause, the joints that are most commonly affected are in the upper extremity. So their wrists, their fingers, and their elbows are more commonly affected.
Doctor, somebody might have a stiff toe, for example, maybe a bruised toe. How do you know you have gout?
It's very eye-opening. It's most people that have gout state that it's the worst pain that they've ever had, and the abruptness of onset is very characteristic. So most people with gout in the early stages will have a joint that has absolutely no symptoms at all, and then over a very short period of time, 8 to 10 hours, it goes from no symptoms to the worst pain that they've had in their life. And this pain stays at that high level for several days before gradually releasing its grip, and over a week to 10 days, the toe will return to normal. So if you have that kind of a pattern of pain in any of your joints, then that's very suggestive of gout.
Whenever we hear about gout, we also hear the phrase uric acid. How is it connected and what is that?
Well, it is the cause of gout. Uric acid is a breakdown product of molecules in cells. It also is a component of what we eat. And the big problem with patients with gout is that their kidneys are not efficient in excreting uric acid the way most people that don't have gout are. So it accumulates over time and gets stored as crystals in and around the joints. So these are uric acid crystals that are really causing this very painful and destructive arthritis.
What can be done to calm the symptoms or provide some relief?
Well, we first emphasize lifestyle changes. So getting closer to your ideal body weight, of avoiding certain foods such as red meat and shellfish, drinks that have high fructose corn syrup, and beer, all of these cause exacerbations of gout. But then there's a number of medications that have been around for many, many years that are very effective. The important thing is, if you think that you have gout, is to get into your healthcare provider, understand as much as you can about the disease, and we have a website at www.gouteducation.org that contains a lot of very valuable information for both patients and physicians.
You mentioned menopause, later in life type of things. Can this affect anybody of any age, or is there a primary target age that this goes towards?
Well, in men, typically it's men in middle age, so in their 40s and 50s. And women usually have the onset sometime in their mid-60s and later. However, I've seen patients as young as 12 or 13 and as old as 90 have this disease, have the onset. So it can span the age spectrum.
Is it hereditary in any sense?
It is. This inefficiency of the kidneys to excrete uric acid is an inherited trait. And so a lot of misconceptions around the idea that gout is a disease of eating too much or drinking too much. And for that reason, some patients are quite embarrassed about having it. But in fact, they've inherited this tendency to gout, and it should be treated like other diseases.
Is there a time of the year when it flares up more? Is it seasonal in any sense, or is it, you know, because a lot of times with arthritis, we always think of certain weather conditions, or they have, you know, climates, anything like that?
Sure. Most any type of arthritis, patients are going to feel a little bit worse as a front is moving in. There is a little bit of data to say that there's more new onset of gout in the fall than in other seasons, but it's a very small change. It comes on almost any time of the year.
Any idea where that name came from, gout? Was it a guy that found it? Was that what is any idea what?
Yeah, it's an ancient disease. In fact, it's the very first form of arthritis ever described. Even up until the early 1800s, all of arthritis was broken down into gout and others. But the word gout itself comes from a Greek word, gouta, meaning drop. And the idea there was that there was an evil humor floating around in your blood, supposedly uric acid, and that this dropped on the affected joint and caused the disease. So gout has been with us as a description for more than 3,000 years.
Still looking to find a cure, though, obviously, or at least somehow to control it. We got an insight into it, but it takes the individual to really, I guess, practice good health to kind of to calm it as best as possible. Gouteducation.org is a good site to check it out. Our guest today on Gout Awareness Day is Dr. Larry Edwards. Dr. Edwards, thanks for sharing the information. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bruce. I enjoyed it.